5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome to the China Jedi Tour, where we voyage out to meet, visit, and see both normal or strange, known or unknown people, places, communities, civilizations, and events, to boldly bring you original and completely useless but sometimes useful content and informational information, and as always, shine humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.
Worker, 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 work, the con is on. The time has come for procrastination.
Hello, listeners. We're back. Christopher and me, Anthony, having a romantic beer. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
Honey.
Thank you, darling.
Watching the sunset on the terrace by a rice paddy field.
Looking over some rice paddies, yeah. Pretty beautiful, Anthony,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's very beautiful, yeah.
Not like...
blessed to be here with you.
Well, thank you very much.
Glad the wives are away.
We've just finished a nice cycle ride, haven't we? Along the little cycle path.
Country, but yeah, that was very nice. Saw a lot of Julos, right? Julo?
Diaolo. Diaolos, yeah, the watchtowers. Amazing, I can't believe there's 2,000 of them.
Got some local chilies.
You picked some local chilies, yeah, with a lady.
Local chili farmer that invited me to help her pick chilies.
I just can't believe, 2 hours away, we came this morning and we're now in the Tang Kong Community Centre where we're staying tonight. And this is the newly opened project. I think Rocky will talk about it later, but we've got some students, obviously, we met earlier. And it just seems like a really nice place to come and see a little bit of history, yeah?
Yeah, a bit of history in the countryside of China.
Only 2 hours, of course, from our studio. I wonder what they have in store for us tonight for dinner, Anthony.
Well, after what Rocky said earlier...
Definitely.
A bit worried.
No KFCs, no Ken Dodgies.
It's hot though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's humid.
It's very sticky out here.
I'm in a swimming pool.
By the paddy fields.
Not that I'm complaining.
That would be great.
Swimming pool.
Yeah, if they want to get the tourists here, build a pool.
I mean, I would say this is a great place to come for tourists.
We've got Charlotte's Web being built here as well.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say, Anthony, like for a tourist, I mean, people in Guangdong for sure should come and visit this place.
I think it would be good for the locals to be, not the locals from around here, but locals around the rest of Guangdong. They should find out about this place and come and support all this good work they're doing out here to develop the area and restore everything.
Bring it back to life, yeah? Rejuvenate it. With hard-working volunteers' hands, by the look of it, yeah?
It might scare people off if you say volunteers.
Well, you get service hours.
You get a lot of service hours.
Service hours.
It's always good for you. Earn some credits at college.
Improve your character. All that kind of stuff. Is that a bat, Anthony?
It's a butterfly, mate.
No, the one up there.
It could well be. It's catching the insects.
Did you bring your mosquito repellent?
I didn't.
That tree there in the sunset looks beautiful, doesn't it? Just like a single tree coming out from the old village houses.
Old, traditional, classic... picture of China, right, with the lone tree standing in the sunset.
Hangman's tree.
Well, that's a nice romantic picture you conjure up.
During that time, there's a lot of that kind of tree growing around the hill. That's the hill there over there.
Okay.
Yeah, and they chopped every single one of them for government use. Because
okay.
The government ordered to chop so that they can sell, or they can do something as well. But the last one, all the women at the village surrounded, say, I want to say that, at least.
Oh, really?
I want to say that. And that finally is saved.
That's cool.
So it's not called Hangman's Tree, which we surmised, it's Woman's Tree. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
What type of tree is it?
It's called probably like a cotton tree, they call it, a bit the red flower during the time.
So, Rocky, how long's the community centre been open for?
This community centre been open about 2 years, but the other one, the new one...
Across the road,
going to open in about 2 months' time.
And that looks fantastic. There's like a restaurant and a bar.
And library and community centre that we're gathering all the vegetable from these ladies, whatever left over, and they bring over there, and we help them to package them, and we sell them. So most of the farmer here actually grow a lot of vegetable and rice for their own consumption. So not really taking out to the market, but there's a lot of leftover. So instead of leftover, they always say, come and pick it up, come and take it up. So we find a lot of them actually working very hard, and a lot of leftover. So somehow we can help them to take it to our center. Maybe we have a Sunday market or something like that. So the city people, hiking people about 20 minutes away from here, and they can come and buy, or they can eventually can order, we can send it like twice a day into the center by helping these ladies packaging whatever they grow.
Cool.
Yeah, but many people, actually even the government offers, hey, it's a lovely one, why don't you have all this land as well? We say, what we're going to use it for? Because we don't know how to farm. And they are farming it, so I'll be happy to help them. So whenever they have a season, I will get some student come and help them. Yeah, or a regular volunteer come and help them. But I want them keep on doing it because this is their daily life. They enjoy doing it, actually. So that's how they're doing it. And sitting at home waiting for the younger children to come back, you know, and we can visit them. So that's why they insist guarding their homes here.
Yeah. How are you, lad?
Yeah. Shall we go and dinner?
We saw this tower down the road. That is, you know what this one is?
Yeah, that is Fang Tower. This okay. This is the village here called Mr. Fang. Surname. Okay. You know, every village have their own surname.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is Mr. Fang's surname. And this is the tower of the watchtower of the...
So it's another watchtower.
Another watchtower. But this
is
very
famous. Was there a cemetery below it?
Yeah. This is a
or tombs?
Later,
or?
Late. This is developed quite okay. late. Only a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow,
they found the feng shui area that's quite good. That's why they developed there. And there's some history behind the thing as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what?
Because there was some fighting in between the towers.
It's a really cool tower.
Look at this, beautiful.
Yeah, the sunset now, listeners, has just become a gorgeous orange, yellow, blue
hue of
like nice cocktail.
Swathes of colours moving along the horizon.
Rocky, when the community centre opens across the road, obviously there's how many rooms is there?
So there are two factories. We revitalized it. One is the during the communist time, it was a light bulb factory. So a lot of people from this village around and working in that factory for the government. And then later on, they have a little corner as a library for the village as well. That's why we actually turned it back to the library.
As well. I see.
And then the next, so that center, we're going to have that. It's a restaurant, bar, and a lot of open space, and then maybe the conference, and we often invite a lot of guests from Taiwan, from Hong Kong, from overseas, come and give some talks. Yeah, basically conservation, preservation, or something related with this. So we hope gonna organize a regular talk. So for the people in the city here, and maybe for the government people, and how they somehow what would be good for the community. So, and the other one we have, the other is a watch factory. Remember, I said about the watch factory.
Yeah.
Used to be a major export in Hong Kong, watch.
Oh, wow.
So actually, Hong Kong become used to be actually probably still the number one watch export in the world. It's been a long time. Yes. You didn't realize that more than Switzerland as well.
You don't wear a watch.
Yeah.
I don't wear a watch. You don't wear a watch.
No, but they steal. So
they don't export to us.
But a lot of them actually manufacturing here because the Kaiping people, you know, doing the export in Hong Kong. So that's why there's a watch factory here. That's why you don't wear a watch. I don't wear a watch. That's why the factory died.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone has
so left behind.
Now,
so we talked to the owner. So we managed to lease it, like a 30-year lease in a very low cost as well. So we turned that into the factory. So we're going to turn that into like 80-bed hostel.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you're not going to go into the watch business.
No.
No. That's why, so hopefully, like you said today, like you see today, it's great scenery and so on like that. Yeah. Somehow we want to use it as a base, and we map a lot of village and route.
Yeah,
and walking route.
If you could create
cycle
route.
Yeah,
cycle
route.
It's
one of the major green path, greenway, Guangdong Greenway here. Also, but it's hardly used. And there's a lot of path walking as well. So we're doing it at the moment. So we're using that center. People can come and stay a bit longer besides do research or whatever. And they can be tourists here and explore the village around.
I was going to say, people living in Zhuhai or Guangzhou,
absolutely.
Shenzhen, they want to get out of the city, they
absolutely.
Can come
they can
stay
come
here.
Right? That's why I stay like, you know, 1 or 2 days and, you know, facing the rice paddy.
Could you build a swimming pool? Nice refreshing dip. Jump in the paddy field.
Absolutely.
What's the, like, if people want to come here, is there a website or?
No, we haven't had the website yet.
It's still coming. It's
still coming
the, yeah.
Because the project actually is starting and operating. Okay. Yeah, I can start.
We've got dinner being served, listeners, so we've got to.
Yeah,
I can.
Spice
on
the hungry.
Yeah.
Can I come back with you later?
Yeah, also, sure.
He's coming out now.
Anthony, I'm pretty hungry. Let's
let's eat.
So the morning after the night before, Anthony, we've just had a nice breakfast, haven't we?
Lovely breakfast.
And
the veranda.
And the evening meal, though, just quickly, that came into my head. It was beautiful, yeah? Fresh vegetables. And
absolutely, all fresh food.
You helped yourself to some nice fresh duck. Was that nice?
Was it duck? Pork.
Pork.
Pork, I think.
Yeah, it's really, really lovely. And the nice, what was it, the taro biscuit cake that you had.
That was, yeah, lovely dessert.
Yeah, that was your favourite, wasn't it?
Totally.
So, yeah, we had a nice sleep in, I felt like I was in the army, in the bunk bedrooms. It was like, you know, the old days.
Especially with Nate keeping us in order, making sure we were good boys.
Making sure we kept the noise down.
I was just praying the beds didn't collapse.
Team leader, I actually worried about the same thing. I thought I was going to end up on top of the
wall. I was about to ask, oh, how much do you weigh? just in case.
He gets asked that all the time. Yeah. So, we're very lucky to have with us, Anthony, some special guests this morning. We have two interns, I'd be right in saying, yeah? We have both from America. So first of all, your name is?
Joy.
Joy.
Collins.
Joy Collins. And you're from?
Related
what part?
To Phil Collins?
No.
I wish, no.
Boom, boom. Where have you come from in America, Joy?
From Virginia.
Virginia, and then on my right side, 252 pounds we have.
Yeah, totally 200. I wish. I can barely break 130.
Okay.
I'm Nady, short for Nathaniel Horror.
Horror? Okay.
Yeah.
Shock Horror.
Goodness.
H-A-R-A.
There's a surname. Okay, Horror.
And that's Japanese, isn't it?
Correct.
Horror, yeah. And you're from what part of America?
Virginia as well.
Okay, Virginia as well. So did you come together?
Yes.
Yeah, we go to the same college.
Okay, but you're not together.
Relationship.
No, just friends.
Just so, you know, I mean, you never know. You come on holiday, or not holiday, an internship. So you're here for how long? 1 month, right?
Yeah.
And you've been here for how long?
18 days.
Yeah, 18 days, I think.
How is it so far? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Oh, big pause there.
Just listen, it is early in the morning. Joy's kind of wiping her eyes.
Yeah,
Anthony.
Just woken up and had breakfast.
So. I think the first 2 weeks was a big adjustment for me, especially because I'm a very picky eater. And so, like, coming and eating all the food, especially the duck and the bones and the meat, was hard. But
I've heard a lot of that from Americans, the bones and the
just
meat.
Just because I didn't know how to pick them out. Like while it was still in my mouth.
That's fair enough, I understand. Yeah, I completely understand. And is your first time?
In Asia.
In Asia, okay. And what about you?
First time in Asia as well.
Right, so how's it been for you? Have you had the food challenge?
I think my pride as an Asian American, as an Asian, was like, I can't show defeat, so I'm just going to eat this and make it look like I know what I'm doing. The one plus is, I think that I did know how to use chopsticks. I'd used chopsticks before, and so like, it was not a hard adjustment just to use it every day.
Yeah.
But then definitely the bones was like a huge problem, but I was just like, oh, you just pop it in your mouth, right?
Because you blend in, obviously, being Asian. How's that been for you, first time here? Because I'm sure all of the locals think you speak perfect Putonghua, or you know, the local dialect, right?
So I think the interesting thing with that is that before I came, I listened to one of my friends. I guess he had like an interview thing, and he talked about kind of like the internal racism, where if you look Chinese, they will think that you're Chinese. Obviously, that makes sense. But then, when they realize that you are American, even if you speak Chinese or if you don't speak Chinese, there's a kind of internal racism towards you, saying like you are too foreign to be Chinese, but you're like not foreign enough that we want to get to know you. Except because you guys are white, right? People come up to you and like, oh, I want to take pictures with you. You guys
I'm
are like
quite tanned actually at the moment. I've been doing a little bit on the pool. Do you not think?
Really, I thought you looked a little bit like a vampire.
Put me on a beach for a couple of weeks, and you just wait. Yeah, bronzed.
Be a lobster.
You'd be the lobster, especially with no hair. Yeah. Okay. So you're kind of in a kind of no man's zone.
I think so. Yeah.
How terrible.
But like, I do get out of the touristy pictures, which is kind of nice because I look Chinese. Most people are like, oh, you just look like everybody else. I don't want to take a picture with you. It's like, great.
No, then they know you're definitely from America because you're there with the White House in the background and things like that. So they realise that you're not completely dumb and you don't know how to speak Chinese, right?
Yeah, and then they're speaking to me in Chinese. I'm like, okay, got it. I don't know what you're saying, but
Okay, so let's focus now a bit on this internship because, you know, we're here to look at Kaiping, see what Rocky and his projects are doing. What have you... Because there's so many advantages to an internship. What do you think you're getting out of it here? You know, tell me some things that you've learned or maybe that you're working on. I know you're doing a project, aren't you, for example?
Yeah, right? So I am a Global Studies and Environmental Science double major, and when I first came here, I wanted to study how climate change and the pollution around the area maybe affected the way they farmed or the way they lived. And when I started asking the questions about it, they either didn't know or like didn't really have any thoughts just because they'd never been asked these questions before and didn't really care. And so that was a little disheartening, so I had to kind of change the entire idea of the project to something a little more relevant. So what I came up with was increasing westernization and public perception of that. And so what Rocky had been telling me was a lot of their children have been moving to Kaiping City and not coming back to help with the farm and just sending money back.
Yeah.
And the entire idea of the project really is to rebuild these historical buildings that are decaying. And so I thought, how do they feel seeing all their traditions and all these buildings kind of go to waste and seeing everything go to the city and kind of lie in the hands of modernity, I guess.
Did you get to ask?
Not yet. I'm waiting for one of the other interns who actually speaks the local dialect, because as of right now, it's really not going anywhere with English to Cantonese. But
we know what happens. I mean, it's happening all over the world. We get Costa Coffee and Starbucks and McDonald's and KFC, and it's just all becoming the same.
Yeah.
And we lose these old historical local skills and knowledge, which this project, like you said, is trying to rejuvenate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And bring back what the locals know to put life into the community again. So, okay, that's an interesting project. I look forward to... You can read that to me one evening, darling,
bedtime,
when you go to bed.
Bedtime story.
Yeah, absolutely. Nate, what about yourself? Natty Dread, mom.
Okay. Natty Light, you know.
Natty Drit. I forgot your name, man.
I think the hard thing with question is like, I'm not sure if you'll fully understand what you've learned until you time afterwards when you process things and look back on what you learned.
Yeah.
That's rather Zenish.
Okay.
It's modern.
Asianish.
Zenish.
Modern teaching in universities now. It's all about self-reflection.
Without a mirror.
There you go.
So basically you can't answer our question until you get back to America.
I think as I am here, I always have to think back and be like, what am I gaining from this experience? What am I learning here? Or is this just like, I don't know, a waste of money, right? Those are always the questions. And for me, I think it's definitely been a step towards, I think, personal betterment, as opposed to an internship that's supposed to get you, land you, like, this great job later in life, I think.
Sure.
And
I don't think you could ever be classed as a waste of money, though, right? I think any travel abroad is like you say, self-betterment.
Yeah, enriching experience, yeah.
Helping you grow as just individually, right?
Money's a vehicle, right? Even a job is at the end of the day, I found. You go through so many jobs, successful, unsuccessful, and you realise it's not about that. It's the journey and how you react and learn and work with people along the way, yeah?
Definitely.
Anything you've noticed, personal growth?
Well, I was just going
to... He's grown about centimetre, he told me.
I was just going to say, like, I think there is a societal and parental pressure to bring something back that's job-related, but I totally agree
with
you.
Oh, yeah, I would... Yeah, absolutely.
I totally agree with what you're saying in that, you know, it's not... Life is not just about that, and perhaps money and jobs are more vehicles to do the things that you really want to do and also to make you the best version of yourself.
Yeah, thank you, that's awesome. Now, I've just... This little writer that Anthony read me for my bedtime story last night in the bunk room, you wrote...
I wrote the synopsis on top, and Nady kind of broke it down.
Okay, so, right, lovely. It reads really well. What we're going to do, I'm just going to read the synopsis for the listeners. You're going to go with the first sentence. Anthony Benton, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're going to do the next sentence. It's teamwork, man. Internship.
Go for it.
You seen that movie with the guys, the old guys, that go to the internship in Google? It's called The Internship.
Oh, yeah.
You got the old guys, like you and me.
Vince Vaughn.
And they go there, you got the young ones, you're all really good. But they come in, Vince Vaughn, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who's the other
Owen
one?
Wilson. Yeah, yeah. But they come in with like the experience and the, you know, they've got some creativity to them and it kind of works. They find a middle ground. So, okay, let's do it in a nice reading voice. And this is talking about what this centre is, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. So the Town Cove Centre seeks to serve the community as an avenue for cultural exploration and social interaction among those in Kaiping and abroad.
Equipped with a vast library and social interaction among those... Oh, hang on, I'm going the wrong way. Equipped with a vast library, accessible kitchen, restaurant and bar, this project intends to engage diverse demographics in efforts geared toward cultural conservation and community sustainability.
Incorporating Western and Eastern conventions, the centre will act as a space for young and old to take classes or attend conferences.
Indeed, and fostering a sense of entrepreneurship among the villagers, the Town Cove Community Centre will offer a local market. Yes, open every Saturday and Sunday, listeners, providing a space for villagers and farmers to sell and profit from handcrafted pieces of art and locally grown produce. Additionally, Joyce...
The centre will create opportunities for those local to Kaiping to take up part-time jobs.
This project seeks to create a welcome environment for local villagers and international guests of all ages.
And I think it really does. It's really nice to meet you guys and talk with you.
Nice to meet you.
And I wish you all the best for your last few weeks of your internship, yeah?
Thanks.
Keep in touch.
Yeah.
China Jedi.
So, hi, we're back now with Cyrus, the architect, right?
CJ.
Involved in all the designing with all the project going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit, how did you get involved then in this project?
Well, actually, the first time I know Kaiping is 2011. At that time, I'm still studying Wuyi University. And my teacher, Celia, is a professor. He's doing the heritage conservation in Kaiping, and he give us a student have an opportunity to join a research group to come to Kaiping to do some research about the villages. So at that time we just come here to doing the building measuring, and after graduate, I don't want to go to the design company at that creek. So and my teacher Celia know what I'm thinking, you know, I have an idea like this. So he wants me to involve this kind of project. I said, oh, why not? This is also a very good opportunity for me to try to figure out how this kind of project can be worked out in China at this kind of moment.
Mm. Yep. Great story, and that's obviously Rocky, with who you work with. You're now the operations man, aren't you? You make sure everything's going to plan around here.
Yeah.
And Rocky mentioned earlier, now you've been involved for... How many years?
This year, maybe the 6 years.
6 years now.
Yeah, and 2011 to now.
Yeah, and it's exciting time because just over the road from the post office, which we've been staying in, is the...
It's the industry factory. It's a building, factory building.
Right.
And you're converting it into what?
We want to make it like a international hostel, and another is the Tanko Community Center.
Right, absolutely. And that's so it's an 80-bed hostel with private rooms and bunk rooms and family rooms.
Yes.
And then you've got a
rooftop link across to the rooftop balcony, right? Because we watched a design video that you made earlier, which was really cool, and your vision for what you're going to do, it looks really good.
It's nearly there. It's nearly there. And a nice garden, integrated garden, outside area for music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got a bar, a restaurant.
Right.
And then a library. Yeah?
Yes.
So when's all this going to be kind of first stage? It's opening soon, right?
Oh, yeah. Now we want to make the library finish first. Maybe we hope at July we can finish the one one building, and we want the whole project have a good situation. Maybe at August, the whole project maybe then.
So not too far away then.
Not too far away. Yes, right.
Is it exciting for you to see your vision finished?
Yes, I'm so excited because this is also my first design to make it real, you know.
Mm.
So every day I just see it change different step by step. I'm so excited to make it out.
Yes, what, yeah. Just on the if people come and visit here, Anthony, I was thinking because there's bicycles, you know, that they can take from the centre and go and look at all the beautiful historical sites.
Right.
Family and kids, I think would love to come here as well. What's here for like family? You know, if the kids wanted to do something, maybe, you know, they get a bit bored, don't they, with historical stuff, some of the kids. Is there any things for the little ones to do?
Yeah, we try to organise different kinds of activity for different age of the child, maybe like to help them to get experience the local growing work, just like to how to grow the paddy field, rice paddy field, and then also because now the city kids they don't familiar how the rice comes out, right?
Sure.
So we also want to make it another opportunity, very nature one, to get them a way to know how this kind of rice comes out.
And this morning there was a group of young ones doing scavenger hunt, like a treasure hunt, yeah?
Yes,
taking photos and learning about the area, which I thought was great. They look like they're having great fun, don't they?
Yes,
it's a great way to get them like involved with modern technology, using their phones, but actually getting outside and, you know, using it to take pictures of what's going on around, right?
Right, because now the modern child, they have more chance to use the iPhone, use the electric equipment, right? So we also want them to, just like we're talking about, to let them use the equipment to do the treasure hunt, right?
Yes, I tell you, I'm looking forward to coming and staying in the new 80 bed.
Oh, cool.
Make sure you give us a VIP room, eh? China Jedi.
Absolutely, I will.
Thank you, Cyrus. So, Cyrus, mm-hmm. CJ, where are we now? Where have we arrived?
Now we are in the Changdong villages. Yeah, and here we do some restore the building from 2014, and we make it like an education center, heritage education center here.
Fantastic, and a lot of money, obviously, Rocky funded to do this project, yeah?
Yeah, actually, this project, first step is from the donation from the descendant of this Xie Kam, the one descendant now live in Hong Kong. His grandparent is live in these villages, and then he immigrate to Hong Kong.
Okay.
And then when he come back to Kaiping to do some business, and he donate the money to do the building repairment.
Okay.
Yeah. So the two ancestral hall, he donate the money to make it.
Let's go and see this ancestral hall then.
Yes.
And Auntie was saying every village, it's feng shui, it has a little lake by it, yeah?
Yeah, because it's one kind of the feng shui element in China. Every ancient traditional villages, they have a feng shui pool in front of the villages. Yeah.
Wish we could swim in it. It's so hot. Anthony brought his speedos with him this weekend. He hasn't had to use them yet, have you, Anthony?
Picture of this one.
Yeah.
So we're coming up to the Diaolo of this particular village, yeah? The Tandong Diaolo.
Yes, Tandong Diaolo.
The artwork, but Yeah, and these two ancestral hall was built during 1930s.
Wow.
Yeah, at that time, the overseas Chinese, they come back to send the money back and to rebuild the ancestral hall.
I mean, it's listeners, it's like there's a big archway, and to either side you have kind of balconies looking down.
Yep.
Four small arches there, one big one, the main entrance, the big door, the big wooden door. So what would they do in the ancestral hall?
They have the ancestor, they have some block to write the ancestor's name, and every have the typical period they will come here for parade.
So it's like it's not a temple then, but
it's not a temple, it's for ancestor. They okay. also have another temple in the backside. It's a foreign temple. Now we can go in to see this ancestral hall.
Yeah. In we go to the ancestral hall. So was it like a meeting place as well? Like a community meeting place?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And they also have this kind of function. Because at that time, the villagers, they will come here to discuss some big event together. So in the backside, they also have a big kitchen for the whole villages.
Yeah, like a village hall. And in China, when you come into these places, you've got this big stone wall that you have to step over when you come in. What's the reason for that?
Actually, I don't know how to say it, but this is kind of typical thing in the traditional way. Last time, I forget how to say it to you. Sorry. But I don't know how to say
it. Is it for protection?
It's not for protection. It's for...
water?
Not also... He do have this kind of function, but actually it's for feng shui way.
Oh, so it's for for spirits, for guarding against...
Yeah, something similar like this.
Okay,
yeah.
I understand. There you go.
And they also, you see, they in the middle here, they have another door, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, they not open it, usually. When they have a very big event, they will open it, the middle door here.
There's a middle door closed, and then next to it, you have open arches, so you can just go around the door.
Yes, right. But when they have a very big event, they will be open it.
So again, feng shui elements to that.
Yeah, also the feng shui element.
Ni hao.
Yeah, you see the ancestor.
Oh, look at that.
Here. Yeah.
It's like a gold-coloured...
Oh, it's the one that's in the YouTube documentary that got
restored. Yes, right.
That's marvellous, isn't it?
And this one was destroyed during the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward during at that period.
Now, we got the pictures of the dragons at the top with the sun symbol in the middle.
Yeah.
And then around that, down the side, we have some Chinese characters,
right.
Traditional ones. What does that say, Cyrus?
Actually, it's a poem because some
poem,
yes. Because for some ancestor, when they set up this kind of thing, they will ask some guys. They are very knowledgeable to write something for their descendants.
Right.
Yep.
And in this kind of shrine area, what do you call this area?
We call it like ancestral.
Okay. There's little steps.
Yeah, little steps.
And then on the little steps...
Different generation.
Okay, you have like... They're kind of like tags, Anthony, aren't they? Like little small... How do you explain that? It's like a ruler with writing on, and that's the name of the...
For ancestor.
So the older ones that have passed away will be at the top, correct?
Yes, correct.
And it comes all the way down. So they're filled up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rows are filled up. So 7 generations.
Actually, they have more, but actually they sometimes they don't have so many people here, so they will be put together. It's not one life, one generation.
That would be too easy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And also not... All the ancestors, they have a board here because at that time when they do build ancestral hall, they need to donate money. And if you donate money enough, you can have a chance to have a name here for your ancestor.
And it's this ancient traditional
air conditioning. Yes, you got
stone
fake bricks on the air. That's very nice. Blends in.
It's great. It's really good to hide a big AC machine.
Yes, right.
So the more money, the higher up you go on the steps, or not? That's not like that.
No, it's not like that.
What are the guys at the top?
They're bigger, aren't they?
It's the first generation.
Okay, so like the village elders or the...
Yeah. Okay. Hey.
So who is this, sorry?
Jie Xunlun.
Jie Xunlun.
Jie Xunlun.
Ni hao, hi.
Yeah, he's a very helpful guy, and he helped to arrange the whole education center so well.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
And how long has he lived in...
This village. He lives in the village.
Yeah,
right?
Kuala.
Wow,
so,
amazing. Yeah, how old is he? Do you mind me?
69.
Ah, lovely. Very lovely hat, isn't it? It's the classic straw hat. Keeps the sun off. He's holding up some keys.
Does he live in here as well?
Yeah, he lives next to the
caretaker.
Yeah.
Now, so in the middle of the ancestral hall, we're looking up at lovely light. It's like a glass window at the top of tell me about it.
Yeah, because we want to use this ancestral hall like the class for the visitor. And when it's raining, if we don't cover it, it's already raining come in.
Because
right?
Originally that would have been an open.
It's originally it's open. Yeah. But when we do this kind of the structure here, we also need to follow the feng shui principle, okay. You know, because we still need to let the light come in, and we also need to let the air to flow in and flow out, and we also need to let the water to pour in, because you know in the traditional China, water is so important. It's one kind of very important element in traditional culture, so we need to let all the water to come in to pour in this area. And then to go out, not go out directly. They need to go out in very long way. Because in the traditional China, they think water is money, happiness, healthy, everything good. So they want to leave the good thing to let him go slower.
Thank you. Careful on the steps there, Anthony. Aren't you falling?
Steep, aren't they?
Steep and narrow.
Thank you for caring, dear.
That's okay, honey. Yeah. So we're moving in now. I've just opened the door into a museum, Cyrus, yeah?
It's the villagers they set up, by themselves. They collect different kinds of the antique things from different kinds of family in 2013, because they want to make it like a tourism site.
Okay.
For the tourism.
And these are for making cakes, right?
Yeah, this is make it like a moon cake, the traditional way to make a moon cake.
A wooden plate.
A wooden press, right?
Yeah, so you have
the mold that you can put the cake mixture in and
Shobia.
Makes a beautiful pattern.
Clock. Right.
So these are dating back, how old are we talking here? 19...
I cannot tell the exactly time how old it is. But I know this one is quite old. This one, the villager told me their ancestor. Bring from England.
There's a box, like a little chest, square box. How old do you think?
They told me it's over 100 years old.
Wow, look at that, Anthony.
Yeah.
From England, did you say?
They told me from England.
Really?
And the inside.
Take it back to everyone.
Every time they showed me the structure inside, it's so complicated.
What's this? So that's from England, right?
Wow.
There
you go.
Yeah, musical.
Oh, wow.
A bit of Britishness still in Kaiping. So, of course, myself and Anthony rocked up here last night for the music festival, not just the music festival. Unfortunately, we missed it, didn't we, Anthony?
Yeah, we were too late.
It was a Friday night, Saturday afternoon, early lunchtime, wasn't it? And we came about 4 o'clock, so we missed it.
Unfortunately, too busy.
Rocky,
to make it in time.
How was the music festival? The traditional music festival. Give us a quick summary.
This is the second year, actually, we organise it. The first year we organise ourselves. We invite, we're mainly talking about Chinese music.
Yeah.
So we focus on particular thing. So last year we were talking about the shu.
Okay,
the Chinese brewing thing as well. So we invite some group from Hong Kong, a quite well-known group from Hong Kong, but he actually original from Kaiping as well.
Oh, okay,
so we're getting very popular in Hong Kong. A number of them from Guangzhou and actually from the northern China as well. So usually we do it like the first afternoon and the evening. We let them under the Banyan Tree in the outdoor to cross over.
I can't believe we missed it, Anthony.
Usually, I mean, the previous year we had maybe like 30 different groups. So they come, they meet each other, they heard each other, they know each other, and then they meet each other, and then they play each other from a different corner, and so on like that. It's quite fun. And then we get wine.
It's a very loose, unrehearsed
very
thing.
Very loose, the first evening. Let them loose, and then
There's no singing, is there? It's not singing, it's instrumental.
Some singing also.
Okay.
Some singing together with the traditional music.
What about the one we just missed then? That was with the Gujon, wasn't it?
As well, some singing, but not many singing.
Okay.
But so they were very, very successful one, so very fun and happy. The next day, and then they formed their own program. We gave them a kind of how many hour and how many plays we're going to have. And they formed their own program. So some of the program actually, the evening before, they cross over each other, become very good, and they present it the next day.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of a quite original.
Different music instrument as well. And the next day, we move into the ancestral hall, which where they have air con, because usually we have summer. and we do it properly. So they really do the performance on that time. So we do the whole day. But this year, just by chance, is the 10-year anniversary of the UNESCO, receiving UNESCO, Kaiping Unit, receiving UNESCO thing. So they had a big celebration. So government, Ministry of Culture actually decided to host that event with us at Changdong Village. So, but this particular one, we're talking about guqin, which is ancient instrument. Guqin.
Lovely.
So we get we probably get maybe like 30-50 different groups, different person from all over China.
How many people attended, do you think?
The first night, first afternoon, Friday. We had maybe around 300, and then the next day we had about 800.
Well, I'm hoping that you can provide us some sounds, recordings from that, and then we're going to interdisperse it into this show, so the listeners can have a feel for what it was like.
But we usually organize a lot of small activities, like because this is the home of the Chinese Guangzhou Opera, a lot of famous artists like Hong Xin Lei, one of the most famous Cantonese opera singer.
Jingju, Beijing.
Yeah, Beijing Jie, but instead of the Canton, it's on a Canton opera, and from Kaiping.
A lot of them
in Kaiping, and a lot of fantastic group in Kaiping, and that we usually invite them, like one or two group invite them, so the student can see them from A to Z, including dress up, how to dress up, and how to practice how singing. So a lot of things that we actually interacted with the students, not just performance. That's what we do.
It's amazing how many things are associated with Kaiping, and I'd never heard of it before.
Sounds like a beer.
But when you look into the Kaiping, when you look into that, I'm not making it up. When you look into that, you can see it.
Kaiping,
I mean, it's fantastic.
Bottle.
You see, like Kaiping, that's right.
Open bottle.
Yeah. So yes, it's the hometown of the overseas Chinese. It's the one big thing as well. But we're not just talking about Kaiping. We're talking about like Wuyi, so five county, which it used to be called four counties.
Yeah, and this area.
So that's the area. This is basically area, including the Jiangmen, Taishan, Enping, and now Heshan in Kaiping as well. So it's the four county. They are all speaking the dialect except Heshan, not speaking the same language. It was forced to come in recently. That's why they
Usually
four county, but now it's a five county.
A latecomer.
So they all speak in the same dialect. So that's why they call Sei Yap Yap people around this area.
Sei Yap Yap people.
Yeah. So Kaiping is one of the Yap, and just because I think Kaiping government are quite more positive in a way, so they applied to UNESCO 10 years ago and they granted some of the sites. I think 6-7 sites, village, Delo village, had become the UNESCO heritage site.
I mean, I was asking, I'm sure maybe the listeners would be interested in this. I said to Rocky Anthony, there's villages everywhere here that are now derelict, and it's sad to see people like you and this project is bringing life back into them. Is there other villages like this around this huge, great country? Of course there is. You said that. So I said, well, are they all the same? Do they all have these diaolos and the beautiful kind of international foreign influence in the bricks and the verandas and things like that? Of course, no. So this has a special area, this Wu area, because of the history of people emigrating and sending money and skills and ideas
back.
That's right, So it does really make this place...
There's a lot of history behind it. A lot of story behind. Like you said, you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of story behind as well. There's a lot of here. A lot of adopted children as well.
Really? What's that? Adopted in what way?
Once upon a time, so if you want to sponsor to somebody, want to sponsor some son, so and some family here will sell the son to a certain person in order they can apply to move to overseas. And many stories around this area, and there's also a lot of paper as well. When you come later to the village as well, it's one of the old lady who's actually about 90 something now, so she only saw the husband only once.
Wow.
And the husband spent money and built a big house, and she guarding the house until now.
Wow. And he's emigrated abroad.
He never seen him again.
My goodness. So,
but he sent money home and built a big house.
But still married.
It's Chinese. They always consider once they marry forever.
That's amazing.
So one interesting story of many interesting stories within stories of stories here, Anthony, that we found out this morning is the mango mystery. Yeah. So we're sitting having our breakfast under a big mango tree, weren't we? Mm. And we had a lovely mango jam that you and your team have prepared.
Just made a few days ago. Freshly from mango tree outside of the buildings.
And then as I was eating this lovely, sweet, fresh mango jam, Rocky then hit me with this bizarre mystery of all mysteries. Which is?
Because the area here actually, years ago, only planting a lot of mango tree for shading. So
yeah,
not really for purpose, for eating, because the mango leaves are kind of green all year round. So now the growing, this is the season that there are lots of mangoes
around. Loads of mangoes everywhere.
Yeah,
so mango trees everywhere just because people want it to hide in the shade,
in
under
the
shade. Tree.
Yes, right. That's
not eat the mangoes.
Not eat the mango. Not even care about the mango.
This is the mystery.
So mangoes everywhere, but none of them being eaten.
None of them being eaten. That's another thing. So, and they also think this kind of mango cannot be eaten. A, because it's quite small. Yeah. Of course, because they don't put fertilizer and nobody actually
fresh mangoes,
and so on there. And B, because they never sprays anything on the tree, so that they maybe have little worm and so on like that. But that can be easily solved.
That's a bit of extra protein, right? If you eat the worm.
Extra protein, or you can just soak in the water and the worm will come out.
Yeah,
That's all. And that's all you need to do. And I think the local people think also like it's sour. They don't like sour taste, you know that. So, yeah. But the sour taste, you can make a lot of, you make jam, you can preserve them, you can take, or you can wait for a little bit longer, you know, you can pick them and wait for maybe a week and they become ripe, and that's sweet.
Maybe
and nobody want to do any work on that.
Maybe in 10 years' time, you'll be known as Rocky Mango Man.
Mango. That kind of thing that we want to try to show the local people, that's, they have a lot of resource.
Mm. They
can
utilize
untapped resources,
and you can using them. And yeah, so you never know. For example, the lemon drink you drink, the wild lemon.
Oh,
we went to a lot of village.
We went around the
village. There's a lot of wild lemon. That beautiful smell. I show you one because
I
by chance have two here with me. I'm thinking back to Hong Kong. Wonderful smell, but they're too sour, and also they don't have much. The juice inside. So all you do, just, you know, slap them, and then I steam it with the crystal sugar, which is now become actually popular here, and they want to drink good for the flow.
Mm.
So, but it's such a lot of work, nobody's going to do it.
Well, we're drinking now the lemon drink that you made for us, right? You said it was
steamed.
How many hours?
7 to 11 hours.
7 to 11 hours.
We had to steam it because you can't boil them.
Okay.
So in order to get the taste out and also get a flavor and also get a meditation pop it as well. So
and
good for the flow. Good
it's the whole lemon, right? Including
the
skin?
No, we slightly mango. So with the skin, because they that much meat, that's why you have to steam them so
lovely
long.
Lovely flavor.
And you have to steam with the crystal sugar.
Okay. Well, it's the...
Yeah, not the normal sugar for that. And in the winter, with the hot water on it, it's wonderful. You feel very good on it as well. It's something that we also encourage the village to do so that they can put it back to the shop and sell and to make money.
Yeah.
And we help them to package them. We help them put them in a jar. We help them do things. It's a lot of things can do in this area. piping small thing in my mouth.
Well, it reminds me of if you went into the countryside in England and you would have like a little local village producing all their local wares.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could do such a great thing here as well.
They have actually quite skill. It used to be once upon a time for kneading skill, for cooking skill, for a lot of herbs around or things. But unfortunately, through the hard time, and they all have to work in the field or do something different. So I do believe now they have a little better life. And it's about the time that actually we give them a chance to rehabilitate all the what they like to do, used to do.
Mm.
So the community center will have this kind of function that whoever have their special skill, they can bring in there and they can do some artwork. A, to show the student, B, to be able to sell to tourists to make some money. So that's why, and most important, we want to bring it back. We want to bring it back what they used to do
bring
before.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Mm-hmm. So, how to get in touch, how to get to this place, if people are interested from listening, which I'm sure many would be,
yeah.
What's the best place to go first? Is there a website or something like that?
At the moment, we only have the Changdong Project website, but we not yet have the Tangku Community website, which is a hope someone can have to do.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of work, actually, we rely on teamwork.
Sure. Well, we're here at a very early stage.
Yeah, that's why
we've done a lot of work already.
We're looking for help for that. But if you're planning to stay here or contacting us or coming to help, whatever, supporting us, so you probably can kind of via email. My email, which is Rocky Dang, RockyDang at yahoo.com.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and of course, you can come. But this day, everyone in China are using WeChat.
They can get that from you on the email. And then the website for the Candong Project, of course, which we're going to look at soon, www.candongproject.org, CANGDONGproject.org. Fantastic.
Yep.
Let's go and see this place then.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
you for listening to the China Jedi podcast, shining humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.